So as you mentioned, we have seen a significant increase in cases over the last few weeks. And part of this is to be expected, especially as our testing capacity and testing numbers are increasing. Currently, the state testing site, which is called OptumServe, and that's located in Chico, they are running at 100% capacity, meaning that every open appointment slot that they have to test is filled. So with increased testing, we are going to see increased numbers. But with that said, you know, after being reopened most of our businesses and activities for some time, we have more movement in the community and we are seeing more community transmission.
Like you said, Butte County appears to be going through a bit of a, I don't know if surge is the right word, but similar to what's going on throughout the rest of the state, what could that mean for businesses staying open, especially restaurants and bars?
Sure. So I think you're correct. I would not call it a surge. I would call it a significant increase. And what that could mean is depending on how our increase meets the various metrics that the state is looking at, if we get to or meet that threshold at the state level, we could get to a point where we are then put on a watch list, which is different than a monitoring list. And I can explain that in a bit here. But I first want to explain that the state is closely monitoring all counties in California, of course, including Butte County. And they're looking at specific metrics, and those are capacity for testing, capacity for contact tracing, and capacity for things like hospital surge, having enough PPE, and being able to protect our most vulnerable residents. So if they see concerning trends, they will notify us right away. So I can tell you that we haven't been notified. But if they did see concerning trends, they would notify us, they would talk with us, they would offer up some support that might be physical support or technical support. And if things continued to move in the direction of meeting that threshold, then we could be put on what's called the watch list. That's different than the monitor list. The watch list is separate, and its counties are placed on the watch list for 3 days before they are moved to the monitor list. And the monitoring list is then that point where we look at giving the switch, rolling things back a little bit. But as of today, as of right now, we are not there.
Is it in the realm of possibility that Butte County could be ordered to shut down business operations in the near future, like the vast majority of the state already has been?
I think anything is possible at this point. You know, our numbers go up every single day, and really it comes down to each individual who lives in this county and the choices that we make when we choose to leave our home. What's in our span of control is taking action to prevent COVID-19. And that includes wearing a face covering, in addition to maintaining physical distance from others, in addition to washing your hands, avoiding sick people, staying home if you're sick, and very importantly, avoiding gatherings. And a gathering is with a meeting with anyone who lives outside of your household, even other family members. So barbecues, birthday parties, celebrations, baby showers, those are gatherings, and those definitely put the community at an increased risk for exposure.
Hmm. I'd like to pivot to a troubling data point that's laid out in the county COVID dashboard, and that's Gridley's disproportionate case count compared to cities like Chico and Oroville. Currently, Gridley has about 85 of the county's 275 COVID cases. I'm curious, what does public health know about what's happening in Gridley?
So through our contact tracing and case investigation for the COVID-19 cases in Gridley, what we've identified is those cases are primarily coming from a few different areas. So it's either close contact with a previously confirmed COVID-19 person. We've also seen some workplace exposure, and we're also seeing exposure from larger family households and family gatherings.
Are agricultural workers in the mix there?
We are not seeing an indication of that.
I think you mentioned some of them already, but maybe countywide, what are the most common places where transmission is most likely taking place?
You know, a lot of times there's not a specific event, perhaps a gathering or a location. Mm-hmm. Most of what we're seeing is community spread, but some of it is specific workplace exposure. You know, if there's a known employee and then other employees may have close contact, that type of situation. And again, close contact with a confirmed case. Many of our cases are from close contact.
And is there anything I didn't ask you that you think people should know or take into consideration?
Sure. I'd love to touch on the Butte County COVID-19 dashboard just for a moment. I've heard some concern from the community that they would desire that that data be updated on the weekends, on a Saturday and Sunday. Mm. And currently that data is updated Monday through Friday. And this updating schedule was designed to be to follow the same updating schedule that the California Department of Public Health also does, so for consistency's sake. But I wanted to let your listeners know a couple things about the reason for that. So the first is that the data from the weekend is always included on the Monday update, so there's no missing data. And over the weekend, we are still working very hard. So sometimes you might not see the work of public health, but our contact tracers and case investigation happens 7 days a week, and it has been for many, many months. So they're working very hard on talking with confirmed cases and asking them important questions about where they've been and who they've seen and following up with those close contacts. The second piece is that knowing the data is very important as a community so we can understand the impact of COVID-19 here. And we can also look at things like the surge and the direction that we're heading. But the data does not protect you from COVID-19. So what protects you, as we know, is all of those prevention actions that we've said over and over again to protect yourself when you go out into the community. So while folks might want the data over the weekend, the data is not what's protecting them, it's their personal actions. And of course, that data will then be provided on Monday to reflect what's happened over the weekend.